When you think of the most physically demanding events at the Summer Olympics, sailing may not immediately come to mind. After all, the wind does at least some of the work, right? Well, not if you're an Olympic windsurfer. NPR's John Hamilton spent some time with Nancy Rios. She's representing the U.S. at the Beijing Olympics.
You don't have to look for Nancy Rios when she's on the water. You just listen. That's Rios pumping her way past the U.S. Sailing Center in Miami. That's right, pumping. Windsurfers sail standing up on what looks like an overgrown surfboard. They keep the sail upright by holding the boom in their hands. And by flexing their legs and upper body, they can actually flap the sail like a huge polyester wing. Back on land, Rios shows how she does it.
You want your sail to act like a spring, you know, to create the power to move your sail forward. You can see this. You can see the top of the sail really flexing. That's really what you want. You're bringing the power from the middle all the way to the top. All right.
This pumping action helps power the board through the water, especially in light wind. It's become a key part of Olympic windsurfing. And pumping has made the sport much more physical. During the opening sprint of a race, a windsurfer's heart can reach 180 beats a minute. A full race takes about 45 minutes as sailors work their way upwind and downwind around a course marked by colored buoys. All that takes a lot of energy, especially from someone the size of Nancy Rios.
When I look at pictures, I actually realize that I'm really short and small. And I'm just like, God, that's not fair. I would love to be taller. That would be nice.
What, like 5'4"?
No, not even. I'm like 5'2".
A good 6 inches shorter than many of her competitors. So when Rios isn't on the water, she's usually at the gym. Her trainer, Brandon Sebald, works with athletes from the NFL and Major League Baseball. He says Rios has taught him that windsurfing is every bit as demanding.
She's one of the hardest working athletes I've ever worked with. She does everything you tell her. She's got great character, which is the best thing about her, in my belief.
Rios herself doesn't say much about her achievements. At the gym, a half dozen people ask why I'm interviewing her. They all know Nancy, but not one realized she even windsurfed, let alone that she was on the Olympic team. Sebald says he's come up with a special fitness program for Rios to meet the unusual physical demands of windsurfing.
We do a lot of balance stuff, a lot of strength stuff, some base Olympic lifting. But for her, it's a lot of upper body stuff, especially going over to China. There's not a lot of wind for her sport.
And the less wind there is, the more you have to pump the sail. Nancy Rios took up windsurfing when she was 14. She got very good, very fast. Good enough to start racing internationally.
And so I did Portugal when I was 15, Poland when I was 16. And then I started seeing all the young girls. I saw the young girls on the boards, and I was like, wow. You know, they're at such a higher level.
Rios began training much harder and set her sights on making the U.S. Olympic team. It almost didn't happen. At the Olympic trials in Long Beach, Rios was in first place after 15 races. But during the start of the final race, another sailor collided with her.
I just got slammed. My sail went in the water. My sail got torn. I lost 40 seconds off the race.
Which would have put another competitor in first place overall. Rios was able to challenge the result because she had the right-of-way when the accident occurred. It took months of hearings to settle the matter, but in May, Rios finally learned she was going to the Olympics. Since then, she spent a lot of time at the U.S. Sailing Center. People here don't pay much attention to her when she's on land, but they tend to look up when they hear her sailing by. John Hamilton, NPR News.